Hello, hello! This is Océanie, my podcast, Magic OC. So, well, you know that because you clicked on it. It's very funny how we introduce a podcast. Each time I listen to a podcast, it's being introduced, but I'm like, I clicked on it. I know, but I'm still introducing myself. We like introducing and then ending, and that's exactly what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about rituals. I love rituals. I didn't realize what rituals were really until some friends reflected that on me, that I was really a ritual person. And I really took ownership of my rituals. And I love creating them, and I love making everything as a ritual. And that's why I wish to share with you what I mean by rituals. Because often we think ritual. What do you think? What do you see when I say rituals? In the word rituals, that could be a bit of the witchcraft thing. You're picturing incense and crystals, maybe a fire and a candle. So we imagine often that for rituals. You may imagine something completely different because I think depending on where we've been educated, the culture of the country, the culture of the our tribe around our environment, rituals can mean many things. And that's why, as usual, I like going in the core of it and just observing what's the mechanism of a ritual, what's the essence of a ritual. Because we know many manifestations of it, like all the religious rituals, the rituals of the weddings, rituals of the witchcraft rituals, spiritual rituals. I don't know, there's so many things being called rituals. So it manifests, that's what I mean by manifesting. The essence of the ritual, this ritual is manifesting and showing itself in many ways. And I'm going to share with you how I manifest rituals too. What is rituals for me? For me, a ritual is creating a sacred space for an action, a precise action of here and now. So it's a specific space-time holding an action or a set of action, holding an intention, for example. So during my day, I have many rituals because I create many specific spaces. I create many moments. So that's what I mean by time space. I create many moments dedicated to something very present in the action of what I'm doing now. For example, it means that I am really doing my best to not do everything at once, to really be present in the present moment. That's what I'm calling a ritual. So, rituals. I'm waking up, and my ritual when I'm waking up is when I feel I'm waking up, before I open my eyes and start going into the outside, the day, I feel the moment. I'm like, oh, I'm awake. I thank life, I thank myself, I'm grateful for this new day opening to me, and then I open my eyes, and then I go in another ritual when I open my eyes. And I have many rituals like that during the day. I'm going to give you, for example, I'm not going to give you my days because this will be a life story. That's why I have many episodes on my podcast. The ritual of breakfast. I would really take the time to cook myself breakfast. It's actually such a ritual that I do it in different parts. I will prepare the breakfast when I'm doing oats, for example. I prepare the oats, but I let it sit. Then I have this other ritual, and then I finish this ritual. So I weave rituals between each other, but it's like I'm weaving specific space times, and I allow all of them to have the space time they require. I really like when my oats sits for some time. I just really like it. So I will do, for example, a yoga practice in between, like during the preparation of my breakfast. So it's all the preparation, it's nourishing my body. That's the main ritual. I'm nourishing my body. So I'm preparing breakfast, and I'm also you know, stretching my body, reinforcing my body, breathing, yogiing. I'm yogiing. Going to bed. Going to bed. A regular ritual will be I switch off my phone at a specific time. Usually I like having specific time to switch off my phone. So that's a ritual that I practice every day. After, depending of the seasons, the cycle at play or the place where I'm at, I change those things, you know. It's my ritualistic discipline. Well, that sounds very ritualistic. My ritualistic discipline, or my self-care discipline, but all rituals, adapts. So the intention and the actions are here. It's just a space-time created for them, adapts. But it's always a full, abundance, infinite space-time for them. So then on the watch, it translates and manifests in different ways. Rituals are not to be seen on a watch or specific days. I think rituals have to be felt and created at the moment. And these rituals we do for our physical body, our mental body, emotional body, like every day, you know, nourishing yourself, meditation time. So I have this ritual in the morning and in the evening of the meditation space. And that's usually a moment where I put my phone on airplane mode as well. Like I really switch off all the outside and I go inside and also connect with spirit. So I go outside, but in another dimension. Cleansing time, being cleansing the house or cleansing myself, like every moment has its space. And it's the same when I'm with my phone. It's very interesting, the online communication, because it's a very different space time to deal with. And I'm always learning about that, because sometimes I'm happy to just send a message and get an answer when I get an answer. And other time it seems the person is online, so it opens a new door of communication. I'm like, if we're online, let's chat now about things. And not wait for later, or sometimes it's different. I don't know. I think everyone have everyone is experiencing that, this online thing. This social online network, which is incredible, to feel so close and instantaneously, instantanément, we say in French. And now I'm like, have I invented this word in English? So, you know, a synchronistic moment. Well, anyway, wherever we are in the world, whatever is the time zone, you can send a message. I don't know if you remember, some years ago, we had to use landlines, or it was emails. And it's way less, it feels less instantaneous than now. Now it feels very fast. But I wouldn't say it's faster or not. It's just it seems fast. But it's not faster than before or lower than before. It's just we have a materialization of the communication very fast in the human feeling of the timeline. Because the message we send, being a letter, a phone call on an answering machine, an email or an Instagram post or a WhatsApp message, the message we send it. And this is sent in the energy. We send our soul message, our spirit message, and we're already in communication with the person. It's just the material manifestation of it, which is, for example, the written message on the phone, arrives when it arrives and is seen when it's seen, but it's part of the full communication of it. And I'm sure all of you have already experienced sending messages without really sending them with your body, physically, you know, typing it. Like, I have personally many conversations with my friends without them being really aware of them. Well, they might be aware of them because I know we can feel each other as friends. So we have this telepathic communication as well. And it's nice. I really enjoy communicating with my friends like that. We can call it soul communication or spirit communication. I like saying my soul and my spirits are just communicating a bit everywhere in the world when they feel like it. And I usually feel it. And then there is a phone as well. So just that, you know, I'm getting already lost trying to understand how it works. How can I create my rituals around this phone thing? So I am usually, as everything, I have a specific space time for it. So I have specific moments during my day when I'm using my phone, and others when my phone is on the side. So my phone is always on silent. I put it very rarely on sound. It's when I know I'm supposed to meet someone who is supposed to call me at this time. You know, sometimes it happens. And so I leave the sound on, but that's very rare. Very rare. So usually it's on silent mode. And I also put it sometime on airplane mode. For example, when I'm recording the podcast, I'm putting computer, phone, everything on airplane mode. Because our communication is not with this beep coming out of the phones, for example. It starts before. It's just a materialization of it, the beep. But we can feel this other person communicating with us. And sometimes we feel it during days. Like sometimes I know I'm going to have a chat with a friend. I feel it. And then poof, it materializes at some point. But I'm already in the conversation with them. It's the same when I'm doing distance healing. I trust in our souls and spirits to guide me when is the perfect time for both of us to do the healing. So usually I open the space-time with a person, like I open the ritual of the healing with the person, saying I'll connect with you on the right timing, if I'm doing like nighttime when they're sleeping. So this, I just ask them usually the timing of sleep, or I check the time zone. That's easy. That's just a little time zone logistic. And then I let spirit guide me when it's happening. It's usually happening. It can happen the same day. It can happen a few days later. I never know. But suddenly, spirit is going to wake me up, and it's going to be now. The channel is open. And then I close up by sending a message to the person. So there is a full ritual as well that lasts a few days sometimes, or a few hours being, I don't know how many. So yeah, I'm creating rituals in my days, everything, because I see everything as a beginning and an ending. I think that's what a ritual is. It's a very contained space. We're holding space. And it's very important actually to create this held space-time for ourselves. It's called boundaries. Oh, I love boundaries. So rituals are boundaries, space-time, in a way. We can see it this way. You can put your own words on it, as usual. That's my way of seeing and living. I would have a ritual each time I'm drinking a glass of water. I am someone who, as I said, I don't like doing all the things at the same time. I find it very dispersing. I used to do it before. I can see many people doing it too. And now the more we developed our extra sensibility, because we are all have this magic sensibility, it's just allowing ourselves to ritualize it. It doesn't mean anything what I've just said. Life is so funny and full of nonsense, don't you think? So the rituals are so important because they keep me very centered and present in the moment. I also do rituals with the candles or with crystals. All the time too. When I feel like it, poof, I will create the space, because a ritual is creating the space, and setting your boundaries is creating spaces. And we're talking about what we're doing actively in the day, but it has to do with the mentality. It's the ritual of being here and now. It means our mentality is not dispersed somewhere else. Like, I'm going to sit to drink a glass of water. In my head, I am drinking a glass of water too. I'm not thinking about answering this person or doing this thing or I don't know what. I'm here and now too. And often the boundaries have to do with our mentality. Because you know how much I love talking about the mind and the mentality. So really creating clear spaces. You know that every mechanism works like that. It's clear spaces, clear doorways and pathways, and everything flows and it's nice. And you bring a sense of magic and sacred in your life when you see everything as a ritual. cleaning my dishes. First, I love cleaning dishes. I'm like, this is the most inspiring time ever. I learned how to do it, relax and take my time. I really observed that I was rushing this this space time. And actually, by relaxing and allowing it to happen on its own timing, what I mean rushing, I was always with my shoulders tense and like in a hurry, I needed to do something else. That's how I used to wash the dishes until the day I realized, I'm like, Oseni, why are you doing that? This doesn't make any sense. Why are you rushing, washing the dishes for what? Just wash your dishes in peace, you know? So now it's a full ritual because I feel I'm entering in washing the dishes, you know, I'm preparing the thing, I'm washing them and then I'm closing up and I go do something else. So for me, rituals are opening the door, walking the portal, closing the door, and many doors around. You know how much I love opening doors and closing doors, windows, portals, gateways. Oh, gateways. So yeah, it's an ending and a beginning. It's a ritual of life. We beginning and we ending. And we have many, 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 many cycles of beginning and endings. So a cycle is a beginning and an ending. So there are many cycles and they all have a different space time and they all, you know, interlace with each other. And it's quite magical and it's nice to really focus on every one of them to be able to really feel all of them, you know, to go in the higher. It's important to go in the details too, not to judge the details, just to really appreciate them. So here's my rituals. I'm doing the podcast ritual now. I really set my space and I put my most amazing smile on because I'm just loving sharing with you. And yeah, I switch off all my online communication and I just focus on here and now while being inspired by what I see outside. So what I was talking with you as I was a kite surfer in front and I was so happy because it's been so windy since this morning and I'm like, where are the kite surfer? I like watching them. So yeah, it's another ritual of mine. When I see something that catches up my eye outside, I like taking a moment to really appreciate it. So I really, I'm called in. So I'm going to enter in this call, in this thing shining in front of me. I'm going to take the time to appreciate, and then I'm going to come out of it and do something else. Because I realize if I'm doing watching something, plus answering on my phone, plus thinking about something else, at the end I'm not here and now, and I'm not really appreciating everything, and I feel stressed. I feel stressed, and I don't like the stress thing. And I think the word stress, it really means that. It means putting ourselves in different places at the same time. It's very stressing. It's overloading. And I can tell you we have the time and the space to do it all, to do everything. It's not because you really create your rituals and hold your boundaries on everything you're doing. It's actually create a new dynamic in your life and you feel you have more space time than before. And at the end, you're doing as much, if not more. I am myself impressed how much stuff I can do in one day, knowing that I feel like sometimes I'm not really doing so much because each time I'm doing one thing. So I'm always doing one thing, but then they accumulate. Every step counts. So don't do 15 steps at the same time. It's very exhausting. You know, it's like going up the stairs every 4 or 5 steps. And I'm no, take them one by one or 2 by 2. Yeah, it depends on the length of your legs. I have long legs and often I take 2 by 2 because 1 by 1, I don't know. It's just not comfortable in my hip movement. So yeah, create your comfort. And rituals are to be played with. It's a playground, you know, life is a playground. So create your rituals and your own. And some you're going to want to keep the same way and sometime you want to just change them. But realize that rituals are made out of an intention. The intention of creating a here and now, a present moment, time, space, a moment of appreciation, a moment of gratitude of the action we're doing now. It's playing with what we're doing now, really focused. And I love rituals. I adore rituals. Coming in, experiencing, coming out. This is amazing. Amazing. I call them journeys too. Everything is a journey. Like when you travel, you know, you start already by thinking about the fact you want to go travels and preparing your bag, then the transportation part, then that's all the entrance, and you're arriving there, this experience, and then the packing up and coming back and closing this chapter. Traveling, rituals, journeys, they all have an ending and a beginning. And it's beautiful. Boundaries are beautiful. Beautiful. And I appreciate every moment. And thank you for being here to share that with me. Because when I'm talking in my mic, I'm actually connecting with many of you that I know will listen. And even if I don't know you, you know, it's like I'm already opening the communication. It means when you're listening to me, feel, you're feeling me. I'm here with you. And then it will finish the podcast, switch off, and poof, we'll say goodbye. And it, again, it's a new space time. It's so much fun, huh? To experience how it feels in the body, in the wholeness of ourselves, and not only in the head. This is like, we can call it a holistic experience. But yeah, we're fully present. And so yeah, my life ritual is to be fully present at every moment. Huh, I've just invented a new ritual. That's awesome. Well, I love you. Enjoy your rituals. See yourself creating them as well, because I can guarantee you have rituals already. It's just nice to observe them. It gives you a new vision of yourself and your life. So open your eyes and get high. Get high on yourself and on your life. I love you, I love you, I love you. And chat next time. Bye.